I've been watching you. You know people watch you when you say you're a Christian? Do you know why the devil wants you all mixed up and messed up? Do you know why the devil wants you not knowing whether you're coming or going right one day or not right the next? Because he wants to mess up your character. Because he wants to mess up the people that are watching your life. I'm telling you, don't take this lightly. It's an honor and a privilege to walk out of these doors in the righteousness of God and not just be a mere man, but be empowered by grace. And life doesn't have to move me. Jesus moves me. Okay? I'm not going to get into a lot of testimonies I don't feel today. I'm going to get into the Word in a minute. I'm just preparing your heart to go for it. Because once we go there, we're gone. And we're going to really go to Scripture. You see what I'm saying? I'm just coming from my heart right now. But you can get thrown in the fire, and the fire isn't Lord. The fire shouldn't change us. When you squeeze an orange, orange juice comes out. When you squeeze a Christian, God ought to come oozing out everywhere. And that's not the case in nowadays church. Now everybody's coming to the pastor because of all their problems. Now everybody's joy is based on whether things are going good or not. How can things go better if we're in faith than being delivered from all my sin, the head of Satan crushed, and standing in covenant with a covenant-keeping, faithful God? If I believe all the songs I sing on Sunday and all the shouting, if I really believe it, my God. See, the gospel's the power of God unto salvation for all that. You've got to believe this gospel. Some of you need, probably while I'm preaching, to jump up and just run to the ladies' room and look in the mirror and say, you go, girl, you're blessed. God's in you. You're precious to God. You are precious. A man died for you. A man died for you. Some of you don't have a good impression of man in this place, but I'm telling you what, there's a man that shed blood for you, died for you, so you could live. He didn't open your car door, honey. He died. And watch what else he did. He rose from the dead by the power of God, the spirit of holiness, the Bible says. See, Satan killed an innocent man. Oh, he messed up. Do you know what that really means? We're going to get into the gospel so clear. I'm letting it get exploding in me here because I can hardly hold back. If I'm chomping now, I'm building myself up here. I think my spirit's going, go there. See, he killed an innocent man. And he couldn't hold him. He never sinned, you know. He was made to be sin. I'm going to share a revelation of the cross with you today. That you might, I'm not saying this in pride. I just got it. In a clear way, just a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you ever heard it. But I know it tore me up. It made it easy to understand. It caused me to love him even more. And I'm serious about God. You say, oh, watch yourself, brother. You're not going to read about me in the paper. You're not going to find. You say, oh, you better take heed, lest you stand. You know, when you stand, lest you fall. No, this gospel crosses you across lines you ain't returning. It changes you. Transform. When you're pure, when you're serious through the love of God, the grace of God, you're changed. You're changed. I got no time for sin. I don't have any lusts and desires ruling my life, taunting me. Do you ever get tempted? You better believe it. Satan never quits being busy tempting people. Temptation isn't sin. You kill the lie with truth.
That's right.
I don't even acknowledge Satan when he tempts me. When I hear a stupid thought go through my mind, you know what I do? Worship Jesus and speak the word. I don't bind or rebuke no devil. I don't walk the floor and lay my hand on my head. I've got the mind of Christ. I've got the mind of Christ. I've got the mind of Christ. And then you take your hand off your head and the same stupid thought comes through your head. And then you go, I got the mind of Christ. I got the mind of Christ. And you take your hand and the same stupid thought. Oh my God, the blood of Jesus. I know it's powerful. I got to come up, God. And next thing you think, God ain't hearing my prayer. The gospel don't work. I must be disqualified. Satan's eating me up. Sister Sally, will you pray for me? It's not even gospel to do that.